Welcome back to Biomodded. In this episode, we're going to be going over the partner showcases for Nintendo, Xbox, and maybe PlayStation if Andrew has it written down. Because I didn't write anything down for PlayStation.
Well, I mean,
it was a state of play.
Yeah, the state of play. I mean, the biggest...
Death Stranding 2.
There are other... Yeah, the two beach. That I was saying, like, that I would talk about is Death Stranding and Rise of Ronin.
And I'm Ben, joined by Anthony.
That's me.
And Andrew.
Yeah.
And what have we been playing, Andrew?
Ooh. Sorry, Andrew.
First of all, bought Dark Forces Remastered, because I want to support that. They remastered Dark Forces. It is the exact same game. It's not the Battlefront issue.
Yeah.
The issue is that game does not have good level design.
It all runs together.
And so it just, a podcast I was listening to that put pretty well is the progression areas in the game would be secret areas in other games like it. Like,
yes,
they put the part where you're supposed to like get to the next room is hidden. And so it's just like the levels don't flow well because you spend a lot of your time looking for the next section instead of just, you know, Doom is all about speed and going through, whereas this is plays like Doom, and so you feel like you can do that, but then you hit these walls of like, okay. And I've been there where I literally had to...
You hit literal walls.
Yes.
Yeah.
To open them.
And I... That's correct. But yeah,
is this a button?
Went to my settings and like shot up the gamma all the way because something was hitting was hidden behind a wall somewhere, and it's just like that was very frustrating.
And it's similar to the way people talked about the Tomb Raider remakes, where it has the Master Chief Collection thing where you can switch between. And literally people would have to switch to the old graphics to progress in certain levels because with it updated, like the where you would climb or where you would need it to go would just blend into the background. Mm. So they'd have to switch to the old graphics where it stuck out more.
Yeah.
So it would make more sense where like Dark Forces, it's like, here's the pixel wall.
Here's the problem with Dark Forces. That's how it was originally too.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would say that this remaster actually updated is the controls. Like the game looks like the original.
How you remember it.
Yeah. Also, I saw that they updated items to be realistic size. So like keys that would be giant and like floating around are like teeny tiny little things on the ground.
For
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. I was like, I don't remember keys in.
It's the future, Andrew. Yeah, yeah, we don't need keys. Press this button.
However, something I was noting while playing it, I was like, man, they really go out of their way to be like, no, stormtroopers don't suck at shooting. Their guns just suck. And so like the gun you'll shoot and it's like, it'll go that way. And you're just like, okay. Yeah, like it doesn't shoot straight.
It's 44? DL-44?
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
And so Battlefront
was here.
Battlefront, RIP, did the same.
Wait, like Kevin died?
No.
This is how you guys tell me on the podcast?
unlike the terrible remaster, but the original Battlefront, if you shot the Stormtrooper's blaster for too long, it would start doing that. And so you would have to shoot in spurts. Then.
That's Kyle Katarn, right? Dark Forces?
Yep.
It's Katarn. Kyle Katarn. Yeah.
Yep. Not Chris Katan.
And not KOTOR.
Correct.
Or Chris Hansen.
Yeah. Or Chris Hansen. None of these things.
Catch a Predator.
I also played SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom Remaster. Because I remember having that game on the Xbox and I enjoyed it.
I heard good things about SpongeBob games.
I would say this does a better, like, it plays well. And it's a fun platformer. It's definitely, like, entry-level platformer. Give it to someone for their, like, first time.
Did you end up SpongeBob back in the day?
Or nope.
Was it just random?
We just had that one.
I love SpongeBob.
We just had that one game, and I just played that
one game. So many people love SpongeBob, and maybe I was just a couple of years too old.
Now, possibly. Do you want to hear the same line from SpongeBob over and over and over and over
again? I think that was the biggest turnoff, is I couldn't stand his voice.
Because
it's supposed to be grating. That's a part of the character.
You hit a button, and he goes, I like pushing buttons. Push, 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 push. Every time you push a button.
That's actually funny,
though.
And that's...
you push it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. Like, okay. I was like, they did not record more lines for this. Yeah, I 100% at a level, and I was like, I think I'm good.
I'm trying to think, is like, is there another show that is as important or as famous as SpongeBob from that time, if that makes sense?
I would say,
right, like The Simpsons was important, Family Guy is important. Like, I'm not saying it's the best show, but it's like, if you think
SpongeBob
of that,
SpongeBob was the biggest.
If like, you think of that specific animation era,
because any ones that I think of are very cult. Like, Invader Zim had its cult.
Yeah, Invader Zim is really good.
And then you had like Foster's Home was around that time. Because like before that, you had the Johnny Bravo, Dexter Slash.
Maybe it wasn't that I was too old. I just couldn't stand SpongeBob.
I don't know.
I mean, you were in
high school,
but I was into Foster's and.
Well, I'm saying like I watched Foster's,
but I
couldn't stand SpongeBob.
See, so. I never watched Foster's. Yeah. So. I haven't seen it. I know it, but I don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's dumb fun, like that SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Foster's had a little bit more of creativity to it.
I'm sure. Is there an overarching story arc?
Not really.
They're one-offs? Okay.
No. It had the whole imaginary friends, everything. Yeah. So that was fun. SpongeBob's comedy, like it's just straight up just trying to be like absurd comedy.
I think it was just the two voices, two mains that just
like Patrick and
I think never got into it's an evolution to an extent of Ren and Stimpy,
correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right, like and Ren and Stimpy is not say, for everyone, right?
And I would like, say that's like if you compare Nickelodeon to Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon definitely felt more into the wacky zany comedy versus Cartoon Network was like.
Did you ever watch Adult Swim? Which is just...
No, I'm not talking about adult. I'm talking about kids' cartoons.
Gotcha. What, Aqua Teen Hunger Force isn't
Courage?
And
see, Dog. Like, those... But they weren't, like, comedies. They were just, like, they went out of their way to explore interesting concepts.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. Then I played Supermarket Simulator. Got that.
Lots of people are playing that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It's a supermarket simulator.
Yeah, you start out with a small little corner store that you build yourself, and then you start building it up, and you have to go buy your products and stock shelves.
Did you ever watch Supermarket Exchange growing up, the game show, where people would, they would get a shopping cart, and they would have to run through the store and do it?
Yeah. Then continued playing Skyrim. Put more hours into Skyrim. I completed the main story. I also completed the Dark Brotherhood, the Mages Guild, the Thieves Guild, the Fighters Guild.
Holy moly, dude.
Yeah, I played a lot. Yeah. And then I got to the end, and at the very end, the guy's like, you can only pass if you prove yourself. And like the main story is like, well, I'm the Dragonborn, so I should be able to go. And then he's like, okay. And then, but mine was like, I'm the Dragonborn. I'm also the master of the Thieves Guild and the master of the Fighters Guild, the master of the Mage Guild. I was like, oh.
You were an over.
Just pick one.
He just gave me the list. And I was like, I'll go with the Dragonborn because that's the storyline. Yeah. I'll just do that. But no, there's a part in the game where you go underground and then there's like this, like, glowy, almost like starry sky look to it, and I was like, I don't remember this.
In Falmer,
and I was like, I don't remember
like the Eternal Cities from Elden Ring,
sort of actually, yeah, just on a smaller scale. But I was just like, I totally don't remember this part in the whole game, and so that was fun to re-experience and. I don't know. I'm still playing it. Still going in.
You got the DLCs to do.
Yeah, I need to do the Dawnguard, the Dragonborn, and then
isn't there a vampire one?
That's Dawnguard.
Dawnguard, yeah. Okay.
And then
Dragonborn is the first Dragonborn. It's in like Solstrim, and which is Morrow. You go back to Morrow.
Like Sinking City 2.
Yeah.
That might come up.
And so played a lot of that. Going to play more Helldivers 2. It's been a while since we've been, done this, so I haven't played as much, but I did continue the week after the we recorded last, and I need to jump back in, but I know Ben's been playing it.
I took a break when they nerfed my two favorite guns.
The railgun
and the shotgun.
Oh, okay. And then...
It was the only guns they nerfed are the ones I use. But they it wasn't because of the meta, it's because I like those guns.
Yeah. And but now that
I can speak to this. I saw Ben just playing Helldivers 2 before this.
Yeah.
And he uses the Tesla coil.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which people hate.
Yeah, I hate that thing.
But Ben, I'm assuming, likes it. Mm-hmm. So it just, it goes to the, when you talk about a meta, he doesn't play the meta. He's out here running Tesla coil, so everyone can understand. Ben does what Ben
wants. My friend
wants.
Was throwing out Tesla coils, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we were like, don't get near that Tesla coil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I went and I streamed a game with a group called Save Point Ministries.
Was this a thing that you were sharing?
Yeah, on Friday,
that got canceled? And then it happened.
We rescheduled, so yeah. Which was Vampire Survivors. So we played a little bit of that.
Co-op.
And co-op, which is very interesting. Like, I don't know if I would play it again, co-op, but...
Is there friendly fire with it?
No.
Okay.
But it limits you, and so it's like you want to do single player stuff in co-op, and you can't. And so it's just...
Gotcha.
Like...
It's like
the
Binding of Isaac co-op, just not as satisfying as you think it would be because you use the other person's hearts.
Kind of. You switch off on levels. So so by the time you get to like minute 12, you're not as powerful as you are in single player.
But there's two of you.
And there's two of you. So it's like you should be... if you did it strategically,
so you guys just were bad at the game.
Yeah, it's also the beginning, and so I'm used to my overpoweredness where I'm at, and it's like, oh right, when you first start Vampire Survivors, you die pretty fast.
People are hoping because the Deep Rock Galactic Survivor came out. People are hoping they'll bring co-op like Vampire Survivors do because it's, I mean, Deep Rock Galactic is an incredibly
popular
co-op game.
Yeah.
So it'd be weird not
Did it not come out with co-op to start?
No.
Wow, no. That's weird.
And so then
it's a survival game, not a Deep Rock game.
Yeah.
But it's Deep Rock.
But it's Deep Rock has
themes. Yeah.
Theme,
yeah.
Yes.
So then I bought Death Must Die because I do like these games, so I'm going to play it. And then as I was playing it, I'm like, this is fun. But then I booted up my Vampire Survivors and played that for about 4 hours. I played that all last night and finally beat it.
Nice.
Like, rolled credits, and I hadn't done that yet. So that was fun. That boss battle was pretty gnarly. So now I'm working on finishing the collection. I have, like, two or three things left and then going to jump into the DLC stuff. I went and bought all those. You know, good old $6 worth of DLC.
Incredibly expensive.
Yeah. Man. More than the game.
Yeah.
Especially because I have on Game Pass, so I didn't pay anything for the game. Technically I
paid
$10 a month for the game. Yep. Along with all the other games I play. Like
Correct.
SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom.
And Skyrim.
No, I have that on Steam.
But you could, right?
Because he's got mods.
I got mods. I got like 200 plus mods. It's a lot.
PC game is overwhelming, man. you gotta download this driver. You gotta update
you don't
this
have
thing.
To,
you gotta verify
the,
game
your drivers
files.
Automatically
you gotta,
update themselves.
Do
I don't know what you're
you
doing. That
a
you're,
whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
I literally turn on my computer and play game.
It's not so simple, Andrew.
It is simple.
Console is simple. You turn on console, you play game.
Yeah.
PC, sometimes you got to do some other stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It's actually getting a little bit more ubiquitous because so many things are getting put on Steam.
Yeah.
So then you just go through Steam, whereas there was a point in time when...
Yes, there
before
was.
Before, it's like, oh, I got to have the Epic Store and the EA Store and then the
you
Xbox
still have
app
to have
and the
EA
Steam
store.
Thing. And
if you want to play any EA game, you still...
I think EA shut their store down.
Nope, it's EA store now.
It still pops up.
It's not Origin anymore.
Gotcha.
It's still, and like, so even if you download EA games through Game Pass, it'll pop open the EA store.
But even things like Blizzard is starting to post games on Steam.
Oh, really?
Where instead of before, being you would just have to be with Battle.net or something like that. So it's just like, well, okay, if you just go to Steam, you just play, then it's almost like, then it's more similar to a console. Yeah. Whereas before, it's like, oh, I got to go do this.
Yeah, I open my Steam, see what's updated, and then I'll pull open my Game Pass app and see what's updated, like if there's anything added, and then that's it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't even open Epic. It keeps trying. It's like telling me to. It's like, same me notifications. I'm like,
why? I get my free games and that's it.
Yeah. Do you even play them?
Some of them.
They're free.
Yeah.
And I'll take a free game.
And that's about it. Store. That's about it.
It's a lot. That's still a lot.
Yeah, but like Dark Forces and SpongeBob, I only played for like 20 minutes.
So how can you speak on the push the button thing?
Yep. You push the button that much in the 20 minutes
I played. That could just be a self-contained joke. Maybe it doesn't happen through the entire game.
Yeah. You ever think about that, Andrew?
It happened during the tutorial mode.
I was perfectly fine. It happened fine in the game. Overworld. Like, I had never one issue back in the day.
Got to the overworld, and it happened in the overworld. Mm-hmm. And in the first world area I got to, it happened in that area too.
Was it deep, not deep silver, but deep something that ported the game? Oh, never mind.
Yeah. THQ Nordic. They're doing all their remasters. Gross. They're gross?
Yes, they are.
Oh.
Because they're Embracer.
THQ is Deep Silver. Or not Deep Silver.
They're owned by Embracer. Embracer separated themselves because Embracer is THQ Nordic.
Oh.
They just had to give themselves a name as the overall producer.
Okay.
But they're the same.
Because I know that they
showed up and started buying up everything.
Yeah. Because I know that they bought all of THQ's lineup.
Yeah.
When it was like super, because
that's why they called themselves THQ Nordic.
Yeah, they make good ports.
Yeah,
or remasters. No one else is making them. So
it's true.
I'll give them that.
And
they're just bad at running business.
Yep.
Yeah. Because they did the Awaken, the game you really liked.
Awaken
Kingdoms.
Amalur. Yeah.
Awakening.
Yeah. Reawakening.
What? What? Very different games.
And then they also did the Death War Death and Fury.
Darksiders.
Yep.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yep. Not Pink Floyd.
And they owned,
not Transformers.
I think they still own Gearbox. And they want to sell them.
Did you see the Borderlands trailer?
Yeah, I did.
What? You don't like it?
No.
I literally saw the thumbnail and I was like, man, I'm good. I didn't even watch the trailer. I was just like, you're going to watch the movie, though.
Me?
Yeah.
When it comes to
absolutely. Yeah. He's going to watch the movie.
I mean, this man watched Madam Web, so Ben will watch anything.
That was so bad.
He won't watch anything.
After watching Madam Web, I hadn't seen...
You say that. I think Ben would watch at least once.
Ben will
watch anything at least once.
I know Ben has made statements before of like, I'm not going to watch that.
Which one?
I don't know.
Sniper. Or Shooter. Ben won't watch Shooter. For some reason, Ben...
The Mark Wahlberg movie?
Yeah, Ben... He will not watch Shooter. I've seen it. It's a great movie.
Yeah, that's why.
And Ben's like, nah.
Military movie that Andrew said was a great movie.
It's not a military movie, but... He was in the military.
Real life drama movie.
Yeah, but it's a type of movie that military people...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like American Sniper is a military movie. Shooter is people are hunting down a guy. It's to me, it's more along
like the Bourne. Those movies now.
It's more like Jason Bourne-esque.
I saw the latest, the part one of the last Mission Impossible. That movie sucked.
Dead Reckoning?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Because they offed, you know, the best girl to make way for the lamest girl.
I don't know what he's talking
about. Rebecca Ferguson for...
Best girl. Can't think of the name.
Yeah,
Rebecca Ferguson. Best girl was Rebecca Ferguson.
Oh, lamest girl. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know
I mean, name, you, but she, you say lamest girl, and I think Sydney Sweeney. So I know it's not her.
Yeah, she was.
Wait, why is she lamest girl?
She is. She's a horrible actress.
It's all looks for her. Yeah. Just like
Haley Atwell.
Literally.
Yeah, Haley Atwell.
I love Haley Atwell. What are you talking about?
Compared to Rebecca Ferguson, it's like a shoe.
What?
Next to a Great Dane.
Those are
wait, which one's good? Which one sucks in that situation?
Haley Atwell's a shoe compared to Rebecca Ferguson's Great Dane.
I like shoes more than Great Danes.
At a dog show? I mean, there's times where you're going to be like, I like the shoe, and there's times where you're like, hey, that's a Great Dane.
It's like a hobo's beaten up shoe.
Yeah, but what is it being?
You could ride a Great Dane.
No, you can't.
You could ride a hobo's broken down shoe, I guess.
Also, how dare you say Haley Atwell is a hobo's broken shoe?
In the movie, she was blah.
That's not her fault.
Normally, you compare similar.
Also, he just meets her.
You know who's in Adam Webb?
Yes.
Adam Scott.
And you wouldn't say Adam Webb?
And Adam Webb.
Yeah, you said Adam Webb.
Did I?
Yeah.
Adam Webb.
Adam Scott is great.
Would you say he's a broken down hobo shoe?
No, but they don't give you the choice between him and somebody better.
I guess. But that's a... The villain
gives him the choice between the people, and it's somebody he's like met once.
Well, that's a Tom Cruise problem.
Yes, it's true.
Wait, what?
It's a Mission Impossible problem where they had to get rid of Rebecca Ferguson to introduce Haley Atwell.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just bad storytelling.
Well, you want more?
I mean,
Rebecca
the series
Ferguson,
started off with killing everyone, so I mean, that's kind of like their MO.
Just watch Dune. You get more Rebecca Ferguson.
I know. I loved it.
She goes crazy.
She doesn't go crazy.
Mm. She's the best part in.
Kind of goes crazy.
I don't think she goes crazy.
Dr. Sleep.
Literally talking to her stomach.
She's not. No. You don't get it. She's talking to her of the things. Child. Of the things. Doom gets crazy. Dune absolutely gets crazy.
I'm not talking
her to the fetus that literally can
if
see
we just
the
have
future.
These, if we have these two movies only, do not bring in the weird books where the man lost his rocker and decided to make books about it.
But you have to understand that the baby literally like can see.
Here's the thing:
the
if you were with her, and would you believe her in that?
Let me ask you: you have a 300-year-old person in your belly.
Yeah.
Would it be crazy to talk to him?
Yeah.
No. What? Come on, Ben. Help me out here.
I agree with Anthony.
Yeah, in your face.
Because you have a bias with Rebecca Ferguson.
It's true.
If it was Haley Atwell, would you say she's crazy?
I think she's crazy.
she's
a psycho.
Dang it.
What was she the best in?
What?
You were saying she was the best part of
I said Dr. Sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I like that movie.
It's a good movie.
I like the movie.
Your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
It's hard to say best because Ewan McGregor. So they were equal.
He was
the best.
Great.
Oh, is she the bad chick in it?
Yeah.
Oh, with the hat?
She's the leader of the True Knot.
Hat lady. Mm.
Her name is Rose the Hat.
Yeah. So yeah. See? Mm-hmm. Like one of her distinct...
Yeah, it's the hat.
Top hat.
Yeah. I know.
Your face.
But I agree with you.
And don't you forget about her.
I called her the late hat lady.
And don't you forget about it. Played more Helldivers 2, to the point that literally two friends of mine bought a PS5 to play Helldivers.
Nice. And then you stopped playing.
you stopped playing.
No, I'm still playing. Okay, okay. Still play, no, I've been actively, largely, almost to a point that it's getting in the way of me being able to play other games. Mm. Because I already have...
You're limited about
limited time,
you
know, time yeah. for playing.
Get those two war bonds.
I did. Yes. It's a lot of fun and I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And like even though the game is deeply repetitive, it is anytime you play it, it's still a ton of fun. Yeah. Because even if you do the same map or same mission, or
repetitive. Yeah.
But like, I also appreciate Arrowhead, the developers of the game, in that they're just very self-aware, mm-hmm. and they kind of just go, "We're just making a good game."
Yeah.
Right. Where they charge, first of all, they charge $40 for it, mm-hmm. instead of a full 70. Right. They have microtransactions, but they're not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And
And you can get everything in the game, correct, without having to pay.
And they don't break the game. And even if they did break the game, it is inherently PvE.
Yeah.
Right. So like the things that ruined the game were server problems, right? But it's largely better now. Or it's people breaking the game, in that either kicking people for not being a part of the meta, or the new bug right now is that people are going on and they can like bug the farming of samples. So like people would join people's games, farm samples, and then it would max out samples. So then it literally takes one element of the game and makes it null and void for that person. So like and they have no agency over whether or not that's happening to them. So it's not their fault, right? But also how they're handling DLC, like with the mech, right? The idea being like, hey, this planet's under attack.
That it's like the smartest. It's kind of like how Fortnite did it, where it becomes an event. Correct. And it's not like hugely advertised and like is a DLC or anything. It's just in the game. Mm-hmm. And hey, go to this planet because it needs to be saved. And when people saved it, mech production became a thing.
Correct. And it's like while you're saving it, you can call down mechs. So it gives you a sneak peek of being able to use a mech that you eventually are able to unlock. Right. And then like one of the last missions, like they're playing with this like meta idea of like the CEO of Arrowhead went online and said, "Bugs don't fly. I deny the existence," because now there's rumors of things happening.
Oh, and people are fighting against flying bugs and like taking screenshots. And it's like, no, that's propaganda.
Yeah, that's propaganda. Bugs don't fly. Right. Like they call them fascist bugs. Nice. Right. Just like really, really fun lore behind it, that like the game is so fun and it's so self-aware that people are buying into it. And I think that's awesome. Right. Because I hope people see that and they go, look, right, yes, it's an online game, but the fact that it has microtransactions or any of this, it isn't why it's successful. It's successful because the game had genuine care. Mm-hmm. They're very self-aware. They know what they want to do, and the game is good.
Yeah.
That even though despite having server problems and all these other things that would destroy other games, the game persisted because of its qualities, right? Mm-hmm. So like I like to root for games that are like that, and playing it is a lot of fun. And then obviously it's one of the few ways that I'm able to connect with certain friends who live farther away or in Canada or Idaho or what have you, and everything like that. And the fact that it's PvE removes the stressors of playing an online game.
Sweaty people.
Correct. Yeah. Of like, am I doing well? Am I not? So even if you ultimately, like there was, so more often than not, I'm pretty good at it. There was one match I had that was the worst match I've ever had, where like I killed my teammate. It was just me and one other guy. I killed my teammate twice, and then he stopped talking on the mic, and I went, "It's getting bad when he's not saying anything."
So wait, you killed him on purpose?
No, accident. Oh, okay. It was accident.
Okay, okay.
And that happens, right?
Yeah.
But it was back to back, right? Yeah. And so it got frustrating, and then the cherry on top was. One time he called me in for reinforcements and I dropped on him. But I totally, because when you're dropping, sometimes the name disappears. Right, so, and then I drop and it says, you know, reinforced teammate. And I went, oh.
Yeah, I joined in on my friend, and my first drop in, it was like a centimeter from his body. Mm-hmm. And luckily I didn't kill him, but I was like, that would have been a bad look to come into a game that I haven't talked to a guy for a while and kill him.
And like they've all already admitted that there's literally someone, it's someone's job or multiple people's jobs to monitor players' tendencies and how they play. And there's almost like a game master behind spawns and other different things.
They keep, anytime there's like a huge surge of Terminids or something, they're like, oh, he's angry
today. So like I love that.
A game master.
Oh, there's a human element to it.
Kind of like they would do with the AI director.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that was a thing for Left 4 Dead.
Yes. Yeah. Like if but you're it's in an certain actual areas, person
that'll
yeah.
like get up in the middle of the night to push a button to drop to more drop, bugs.
Yeah. But. Then also they came out with a press release saying that, hey, we've heard your frustrations with chargers and one other
enemy type that take long times to kill.
They're like, yeah. hey, we'll stop spawning them as much, but we're still gonna that means we're gonna have to pump up the numbers of other things though.
Yeah.
Right. And then literally I hop on the days like, hey man, they said, I think it was Spewers.
Oh, they're weird.
Yeah, they're annoying. And
they
right?
changed them.
Well, there's different types. There's like three different spear types.
Yeah, before when we were playing, it was just the
big green ones.
Yeah, but now they like lock into place and start shooting rocket bombs.
That's a different type. And then there's the just.
Is it? But they do the same thing when they're close up.
Correct. But there's three different types. There's your standard bile spearer. Then there's the artillery one, and then there's the orange ones that are
orange ones, I remember.
Yeah. So like the game is slowly like you can already tell. And what's great is like if you played the first Helldivers, there's still things that they haven't done that was in the first game that they clearly couldn't go back to, like different mutations of already enemies in the game. Mm. There's a whole another faction that's in the first game that isn't in this one. So they're very smart with how they're slowly.
I mean, yeah, there's a ton of space on that map for them to start fill out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the Super Earth event.
Oh, that's
where you got to defend.
You fight Super on Mars Earth, or fight on Super Earth, yeah. or
because it has the liberated Super Earth percentage at
correct.
Terminids are getting decimated. Like it's only two or three. Spots up to the right. Really? Nobody's fighting the robots. There's like a ton of space that they've taken over.
No one likes fighting the robots.
Do you guys know the lore behind the automatons and the Terminids?
Yeah.
Right. So the Terminids, humans farm Terminids for their oil.
Yeah.
And then eventually they led a revolt against humans. And the automatons are fighting humans because Earth controls their home planet.
Hmm.
And literally, essentially, the game makes you go, oh, humans are best. But it's like, we literally had the Terminids as slaves, and the automatons were holding their home planet hostage. Yeah. So they're trying to fight to gain it back. Yeah, so,
but democracy.
But for democracy, right? So, like, I really enjoy the game. I think it's a lot of fun. It has this weird balance of being difficult but fun and funny, right? Mm-hmm. And challenging and all those things evolve from it. Then just for a little bit, just because I was looking for something now that I was done with some of the Mario games playing with my kids is I started playing Batman Arkham Asylum with my kid who's enjoying it. And the game's really good, man. Like I know we all know that, but it's just so funny to play that game and then think about
where they are
Suicide
now.
Squad.
What
happened? How so far from grace, right? Yeah. Because like when you're playing the game, it's fun to play, right? But the care paid and the attention to detail, like from that whole opening scene of walking into Arkham and all the things hanging on the walls or different things going on. And then from hearing how people treat or care about Suicide Squad of like it's lacking all that sort of life in it, right? Yeah. So that's a super bummer to think about, but I mean the game's so fun. I enjoy. I paid $8 for the collection.
Nice.
So that was pretty good. Then
is it on the Switch?
Xbox.
Oh, okay.
A game I've actually gotten a lot of time out of time, and I've played it four times now, four different sessions. Is the demo for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth? It's the demo. Yeah. I'm still playing it because of my sessions in gaming are here and there, and but it lets me pause and save at almost any moment that isn't a cutscene.
Yeah.
So I can play it, right?
You go and get that rebirth?
Well, here's the great thing. I don't have to get it right now. Yeah. I'm still playing demo.
And it transfers.
Correct. Your story progress transfers. From my understanding, the demo is just the opening mission of the first game, or
it's chapter one.
You do things before it, but because it's a prologue, you essentially can skip that section to just keep going, right? So I like that. It's a it's a lot of fun. It definitely still allows me to enjoy the game because it's still I played the original Final Fantasy 7 up to the Golden Saucer.
Yeah.
So like being in Nibelheim and the flashback and all that stuff, I understand, yeah, yeah. Right? Like, and I still know. So there's still plenty of, like, when people are sharing screenshots of Barrett in the sailor suit, I was like, oh, I get that reference, mm-hmm. Right? But so I'm enjoying the fact that I can still do that. And the game's a lot of fun. They made some different quality of life updates with like the combat and other different
from
things.
From remake.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that's weird about it is that it doesn't look as beautiful as the other one. And the reason being is because essentially now that it's
open world,
if you play on performance mode to get more frames, it looks worse than remake does.
Yeah.
But if you play on graphics mode, it looks beautiful, yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, it's whatever, 4K 30, and they do a lot of stuff, but literally it gives me agita playing on 30 frames with it. Like, yeah. I notice the difference.
I do that too. They eventually do update that, because I remember Spider-Man had that issue, and then they updated it with a 60 graphics version.
Yeah. And if that happens, then yeah, I'll play the graphics version. But it doesn't bother me. Like, it's fine. It still looks pretty good. It's just a little bit more muddied, right? But the combat is...
That's when I played Forbidden West, I would change it back and forth. Like, I can't tell the difference. Mm-hmm. So I just played on performance.
Yeah.
Because I needed that smooth 64 combat.
Yeah, the frame rate is where it's at and everything like that. So the game's really cool. It's building an interesting relationship between Cloud and Sephiroth, which was introduced in Remake. So they're expanding on that more while still... Like, it very much is a...
they're falling in love more.
Yeah.
I mean, you can... I mean...
A lot of people have said that, like, as even through Remake, it was like... Does Sephiroth have a thing for Cloud? Like, the entire time, he's just, like, making these weird suggestive, like, one-liners to Cloud.
Yeah, like, it is. I mean, I haven't played his a whole bunch, obviously. But he definitely does have a, you're a little boy, I'm a big grown man.
Yeah.
element energy around gun. It, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just the... anime-ness.
It has a strong reasoning behind it, right? Like,
yeah, I'll play it subbed and let you know if I get the same feeling.
Oh.
Well, because sometimes voice actors...
Yeah, there's that, but
bring an element that you're like, okay,
this is... I think it's just awkwardness of Japanese anime, too, that's brought to it that wasn't in the original.
Yep, that's good. That's all I played. There you go.
Nice.
Ben's got to bring up his list.
I played Helldivers 2.
Yeah.
Already.
Literally, we were just playing it right before.
I was just playing. I tried out A Little to Left on Game Pass. It's a... Not ADD. Maybe it's ADD where you have to, like, make things straight or something like that.
OCD?
OCD. It's an OCD game.
Yeah.
It's like a
puzzle game, right?
Yeah, it's a puzzle game where you're just doing OCD things.
Mm.
And it was a little bit too OCD for me. Because I'm a little OCD, but not as much as...
Where like, they needed to be perfect and...
Or off on purpose, because, like, at one point you have to turn pictures so the landscapes are...
Oh, matching.
Matching. Gotcha. And a lot of it became like, I have no idea what you want me to do here, because my OCD isn't that bad.
Mm.
But it was a little bit fun till then. Played a lot of Nightingale. It's a crafting survival game.
Multiverse?
Kinda, yeah. Like, you craft cards to open portals to go to other locations to get other
crafting
materials and stuff and bring it back to your original one. When I started playing it, because it was like the first week or two that it came out, the server lag was horrible. Like, I'd swing and it would hit like a second after. They luckily updated it, and it's the combat's more enjoyable. But the loading into the worlds is like...
Takes forever.
5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, what?
It, probably just 5 minutes, but that's still a long time for a game these days.
Yeah.
And if you go into another world, and then you can fast travel back to your base, and it takes that amount of time.
Yeah.
But you have a recruit a person that'll just fight alongside you, or you can dump like wade into them if you want. And it's Victorian age,
okay,
thing
with fantasy creatures
with the fae,
yeah,
like
goblins.
Well, there's that, but
trolls, Morgan or Arthelian,
kinda more Shakespeare. Puck's like you're the narrator, and he's having you go on missions and stuff. So it's kind of like the fae, that kind of world. And it's pretty cool. Building is
not as good simple. As Enshrouded.
Yeah. Enshrouded is like the pinnacle now of building because it's so voxel based, but it's well enough. The amount of places you need to build certain things is kind of ridiculous. And I guess Conan Exiles is like this, where you have your place to build this kind of thing and your place to build this kind of thing. And there's like 10 of them, different places that you have to go to build different things.
Just give me a bench.
Yeah. That's, I wish there was like maybe three max.
Freaking Minecraft.
Just yeah.
Give me three things. Then.
But not so. There's a lot. Yeah. Then I played Return to Grace. It's a beautiful looking first person like puzzle game where you're on this planet waking up this ship.
Whose name is Grace?
Whose name is Grace. Whose AI was named Grace. And her AI has fractured and is like a bunch of these different AIs with different personalities and stuff. And I didn't get too far, but I like the voice acting and it looks really, really good.
But is it mostly walking?
Puzzles and walking, yes.
As long as you throw the puzzles in there, I'll play it. If you're just making me walk around.
Played a lot more Sons of the Forest because...
Yeah. They updated it, right?
Yep.
It was a gig update.
It's 1.0.
1.0.
Yep. So it's fully out now. And yep, still just as fun. Then I played a lot of Banishers: Ghosts of New Eden.
Oh, okay.
Is really, really fun.
You like that?
Yes.
That game?
It was. Yeah. It's really, really good. Combat is pretty cool, where you're switching between your mate and you because she's dead.
Ghost.
Spoiler alert: she's a ghost.
I mean, it's a spoiler, but it's like it's if you have any interest in the game, you know it already. Because
which
it's
is funny
a core
because
part of it.
The like first 10 to 20 minutes you play as her, where you come to this, you're banishers, you banish ghosts, you come to this island because your master wrote you like, hey, this place is in trouble, there's something bad here, and you get there and he's apparently dead already. And there's a nightmare that's like the ultimate evil ghost. And it kills you. And then you play as your not Padawan, but like whatever that is.
Apprentice.
You play as the apprentice who you were actually both in love with each other also. And then you're getting back to the settlement. But there's... the nightmare has influence radius on like all the other settlements in the area, so it's like open hub world where you're getting other hubs and doing puzzles and doing combat and banishing, like people are haunted in these areas, and you got to go either ascend or banish their ghosts, or you could kill them because the when you get back with your partner, you have the option to eventually resurrect her or ascend her. And resurrect means you have to collect souls from people. And there's a lot of people that have done shady stuff, but I'm completely doing the ascend banish, because ascend brings peace to the ghosts, banish... I do if they're assholes who deserve to be banished. But
Judge and Jerry Ben.
Gotta make sure your nightmare doesn't get Soul Edge as well.
And I'm like, right off the bat, I'm like, I wonder if the nightmare, because it's colonial times, I'm pretty sure she was like a wrongfully accused witch. And after finishing two of the areas where her personality has been created, these big bosses that you fight, and you kind of talk to her a little bit, it's like, oh yeah.
The twist is she was a rightfully accused witch.
Ooh, there you go. That was Murdered Soul Suspect, actually.
Really?
Yes. It was a game that had where you were, there's a lot of murders.
That was the one where you like went,
you could, I think you were a ghost or something, yeah, yeah, but like a ghost detective and
solving your own murder.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you keep thinking that this little girl was like a wrongfully accused witch. And then at the end, she's like, no, I was actually a witch and I set all this up. Spoilers for a very old game. But
I don't know if you know this, Andrew.
Yeah.
But Clank is a robot in Ratchet and Clank.
Why are you?
Sorry.
Just, Banishers.
I thought I would just
spoil. Ghosts in New Eden. It's really fun.
Why? Well, just the idea of like the point of literally the point of Banishers. If you were gonna play it, you would know that the wife or significant other is dead.
I think
it's a core part of the story. I know. No, I'm not saying about Ben. Yeah. I meant like it's the idea of someone like, oh my god, how could you say that to me? Now you've completely spoiled the game. It's like if someone went to play Ratchet and Clank and then they got mad that you told them that Clank was a robot. It's like, well, if you knew anything about the game, you would know that.
Did I say something?
No, not you, Andrew. I'm talking about in general. Why would someone be mad about Ben
I'm confused at why I'm being...
Well, we bring up a lot of spoilers anyways. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I just brought up Rush and Clink because it's the mediocre game that you like.
Rebecca Ferguson is crazy.
Yeah.
What? No.
I wish they hadn't... There's no way to market the game without knowing that you switch between during combat.
Yeah, correct.
I wish they hadn't because it would have been a cooler...
I mean, it's the same issue thing that the first Last of Us has. Like, it's just like, the whole promotion is Ellie, and then you're like...
Or Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where you play as a character for however, a long time.
However, that twist was still cool. Like, I didn't see that coming.
How you get there. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about with Dune 2. It's like, oh, I know character X.
I know she's not crazy, but she is crazy.
No, not that. I know that a certain character survives, right? Yeah. But how that character survives is what's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh,
I actually don't know which character you're talking about. But.
Partner showcases.
So you guys showed me where you buried Kevin, so I'm very sad.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, he is moving out.
Yeah, he is moving out.
Wait, what?
I wanted to say.
This is how I find out.
I was going to tell you not on the podcast during the break, but then you said it, and then I was like, oh, I forgot to tell him.
I'm just
going to tell him.
But I got to know, have you seen Kevin?
No.
You just know he's moving out.
He texted us saying that he's moving out.
What?
Because his mom needs help.
All right. Well, I mean, I respect
it. He's like our Uncle George.
It's a noble cause, but...
He's going to take care of his mom.
Oh, wait. Do you guys have an actual Uncle George?
We did.
Yeah. Passed away. But who lived his entire life taking care of our grandma, essentially.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not Costanza.
Nope. Or of the jungle.
Oh, okay. Or Washington.
Or the monkey.
Wait, George
curious.
And Lush?
Curious George.
Yeah.
George and Porgy.
Yeah.
George of what?
Georgie Porgy.
Georgie Porgy.
It's an old children's book.
Or the kid who gets his arm bitten off.
Yeah, Georgie.
Georgie.
I think he got all of him bitten.
No, it was just his arm.
Yeah, but then he ate him.
Maybe. But when he But when he shows up, he's just missing an arm.
Bill Skarsgård.
He's the crow now, right?
Yep.
Did you watch the trailer?
No.
Oh. Any interest in The Crow?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch the original one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was okay.
So this partner showcase.
Starting with Xbox.
Katsumigu Capcom game. That game. I'm excited for that game.
Starting with Unknown 9 Awakening.
Oh, okay. We're going to go for the beginning, not from the bottom. Okay.
It's an Indian paranormal powers game.
I'm excited for that game.
Yeah. It's funny because I've been playing Banishers, and it looks kind of like Banishers, the combat. You're
like knocking the souls out of people or something like that. Yeah.
Looks pretty cool. Sleight of Hand. I don't think it showed...
Third-person stealthing game?
Is it?
Yeah.
Because it just showed a cinematic trailer.
Yeah, and it's like a third-person stealth game.
And like card-based, maybe?
Maybe.
Where you're a witch in the 40s?
Have you guys heard this new game, Balatro?
Yeah.
I only bring it up because it's a card-based game.
Yeah. Yep.
Looks pretty boring.
Yet, people are playing.
Yeah.
It's one of those games where it looks boring, but when you play it, it's like one of those
addictive. I would still be bored.
Okay, then. Whatever. I could see people being bored.
I get the hook.
Wait.
I could see people being bored watching Vampire Survivors 2. But you have to play it.
But I wasn't bored watching it.
Yeah, play it.
And I understood what was the hook. I understand what the hook is with Balatro, but it's still just poker.
Kind of.
It adds in new elements, but it's like...
I mean,
you're just putting cards looking at cards.
I mean, I play solitaire every day, so I can't.
You play solitaire every day? You are old.
If you're a solitaire player,
on the phone, you pay with cash, you play solitaire every day.
Literally, one of my students was like, "You got any cash on you?" I was like, "I never have cash on me. Who has cash on them?"
Nobody. But, Ben, I have a question for you. You didn't mention this in the played earlier. Are you still playing Nikkei?
I said I stopped playing it.
He stopped playing it. He's waiting for Stellar Blade.
Yeah. Their next game.
Yeah.
Understandable.
The Altars, which was a trailer way back that they showed, and it seems to be like a crafting survival third-person game.
But with like multiple versions of a multiverse.
And you have to like socially make sure they're all balanced and like the plan or something.
It's Multiplicity the game.
Yep.
It showed the base
without the dumbing down.
Yeah, because he was cloning himself, right?
And without the dumbing down. Like this these is are all
snatching
people
from different units.
Alternate versions.
And they're all like fully intelligent.
Yeah.
Well, his got dumber every clone.
Well, hypothetically, some of them could be dumber.
True.
But it isn't because
he didn't. Yeah, because that person didn't finish college.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It showed the base, and I was like, I'm good. It looks like the Fallout game.
Fallout.
I've seen those games, and it's like I don't have the mental capacity to be stressed out. And that's what that game does.
Period. He just ends his sentence. I just don't have the mental capacity to be stressed out.
I cut those things out.
And then up next was Creatures of Ava. It's like a Pied Piper on an alien planet where
I'm excited for that game.
And it's written by Terry Pratchett's daughter.
Yeah.
And who's done like Tomb Raider, Mirror's Edge, Heavenly Sword. Like she was the writer for all those.
Her father, the guy
Terry Pratchett,
who did that weird movie you showed me that one time that was very depressing.
It's Terry Gilliam.
Oh, okay. Very different.
Yeah.
So who's
Terry Pratchett? He's like a fantasy sci-fi writer.
Discworld. Oh. He wrote Good Omens with Neil Gaiman.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Very funny humor.
Yeah.
British humor.
Oh, great. Writer. Okay. I like funny British humor.
Roblox Chucky crossover with the Roblox game.
Okay.
What universe do we live in?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like
where Roblox gets a Chucky crossover.
Because
it's not Roblox, it's like a game built on Roblox.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because that's what most of there's no like Roblox that you just like it's community built games, and that's what Roblox is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like Fortnite has the creator mode, but you can play Fortnite. Whereas this is like Roblox. There's not like a core game to Roblox. You just play everyone else's game.
The Sinking City 2.
There you go, Sinking City callback to Dragonborn. When Skyrim. You
said Sinking City,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about.
It looks pretty cool.
You're the one that said it.
I played a lot of Sinking City.
Words in my mouth.
You put words in your mouth.
Huh?
I'm wondering if it'll be the same kind of gameplay, because the first one was very much built on the.
Is that the one where you Sherlock had the Holmes. flesh yeah. outfit the entire time?
It's very much built on the first one was built on the Sherlock Holmes
engine
where you're solving mysteries and stuff. Very like it doesn't hold your hand, like you have to figure this stuff out on your own. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if they'll keep that or if it'll be more action.
Engine trailer is anything to go off of. It already has not great animations of firing a gun.
Hmm.
If you want to see how not to fire a handgun,
play Redfall.
Watch that guy.
Hmm.
He's
Wait, you don't shoot your hand forward when you shoot?
No. Also, and there's no kick to the weapon.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy XIV's full release.
Woo-hoo!
Who cares about Final Fantasy XIV?
Yeah,
a lot of people. A lot of people.
No one on this podcast.
No.
Not anymore, and pretty soon no one in this house.
Mm. Which, well, he didn't care about it in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, it had
vertical progression. He was more into 12.
Yeah. 11.
Still don't.
11. All the old stalkers are playable now on Xbox, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can play those.
Shadow dropped.
Those old jank games.
Yep. Second one should come out sometime in the future.
Monster Jam Showdown. It's a monster truck game.
Monster truck game. What are you doing?
Well, sorry. My bad.
You don't like monster trucks?
No, I was falling asleep because of Stalker. Because you watch that trailer and you're just like...
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
Well, it's an old game.
Yeah, I know. But
their newer games are better.
Right? You should watch the movie Stalker.
Yeah.
There's a movie Stalker?
Yeah, it's what the game is based off of.
Oh, the game is based off the movie?
It's in the book. Books, yeah.
In books.
Yeah.
But
same with Metro.
It's a
I was about to say
Tarkovsky, Metro and it's very heady and slow.
It's headly.
And it's a cool movie, but very, like, you have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Or you will fall asleep like you just did for the Stalker games. P3 Reload expansion.
Yeah. I was listening to a podcast and they're like, I wonder if this is why they didn't include this and because the PSP port of Persona 3 had this.
The expansion.
It was like you could play the base game and then there was like a new game plus was you could play as the female. And like her story with the side characters filled in gaps of their story from the first one. Mm. And so then a lot of people were upset that the Reload didn't have it. And so they're like, do you think it's because it's going to be DLC later on? And they're like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So
it's like what I totally called that the cut content in Resident Evil 4 Remake was going to be Ada's separate ways. And it was. The first Berserker Kazan, which is an anime Dark Souls with truly awful for FPS in the start.
Yes.
Like the frame per second, we're hitting it.
Yeah.
But looks kind of cool. More shown of Tales of Kenzara Zao, the Raised by Wolves guys game.
Oh yeah.
And I like the.
It's very unfortunate that the game's coming out this year,
but I do enjoy the colors and the African environment.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty dope. Frostpunk 2.
Lance is very excited.
Lance will probably be very excited.
Oh, did he like the first one?
Yeah, he loved it. And
And Alters is the Frostpunk people too. So
that was like how you said too stressful. That's Frostpunk. Like I was looking into it, but it just seemed too stressful for me to keep people happy and in like a SimCity kind of vibe, but with
in a game that
eventually is
trying to make
freeze.
Sure everyone isn't happy.
Yeah. You want to talk about stress going on. plane ride with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Once again, that was those were choices before. You made.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. But it's still stressful.
I don't have to deal with that right now.
Kunitsugama, Path of the Goddess.
That game I'm excited for.
The stylish action combat.
It's the one tower, that they use the mop to
tower defense clean game. People. Mm-hmm. Loaded with yokai I'm and personality. So excited to do that. Although the yokai looked really cool and just the whole vibe of it.
And, and then it's like tower defense, and then you, during the day, you're planning your people out. You know, kind of reminds.
It's like three different games in one. Yeah. Right?
It reminds me of like a 3D Kingdoms.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's what like or Kingdoms two, came to mind. And
or Crown.
I thought two it Kingdoms? Was.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a MOBA. By the it just like was setting it up kind of like that, but it's not. It's more tower defense.
But it looks weird and creepy, and I'm excited for it.
Looks pretty dope. Nintendo.
Grounded. That's what?
I mean, the only I would say the biggest thing that came out of this was Pentiment. Them actually announcing the Xbox games were coming to...
Grounded is coming to it.
Grounded, Pentiment, and then Sea of Thieves. When they showed that Rare logo,
but,
I was like...
Ender Magnolia, Bloom in the Mist, is coming to it.
I don't know what that is.
It's an action platformer.
They also announced the Star Wars Battlefront
It's from
thing.
The Enderless series.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Ender Lily. Ender Lily series.
Yeah, I know. That's when it was announced, and I was excited. And
then... I was very surprised when I saw that.
Yeah.
A Ranger, a role play puzzling adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's like a Baba Is You kind of puzzler.
Oh, right.
Where you move and everything moves with you.
Baba Is You is a great game.
It is.
It's a weird game.
You just got to make sure that Baba is you.
Yeah. Sometimes
and sometimes you can have rock as you, and then you can move the rocks.
Yeah, and the wall is you.
Wall is you. You move the whole wall.
Yeah.
You guys okay?
You got to play Baba Is You.
Overlord.
I actually want to get this game.
But which what would you say?
Unicorn Overlord.
Mm. It's the Dragon's Crown people.
But it looks more. Is it?
It's
Fire Emblem ish. Like strategic wise,
yes, but it's more of
not top down. But
it's an RTS, so it's not tactical turn based.
Hmm.
It's a they call it an RTS. It's like a side scrolling RTS. Yeah.
Yeah, Monster Hunter Stories port, which it turn based Monster Hunter. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, I think it was a port of the
3DS.
3DS game,
mobile or 3DS?
I thought it was mobile.
Epic Mickey Rebrushed
is coming. Oh, yeah.
How many people do you think found out for the first time that the wizard from Disney's name is Yisnid?
Yinsid?
Yinsid, yeah. Which is just Disney backwards.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that.
I know you knew that because we've already established, Andrew, you're old.
Right.
But how many people...
Only old people
How many people
that.
Saw that
I don't
that
think any
went,
old person knows that, actually.
Andrew, I have bad news for you.
Yeah.
We're old people now.
No. I'm saying, like, you keep calling me old because you're essentially calling me a boomer.
No.
For talking on the phone.
Andrew, I have bad news for you. Millennials are the old people now.
No, Gen Xers are the old people. We're the middle-aged people.
Whatever you got to tell yourself... To help you sleep at night.
Gen X
that and your melatonin you got to take.
No, Ben takes melatonin.
I take melatonin.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I go to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning and wake up at 6.
I noticed that there are times that you send me messages and it says 11:59. I'm like, I've been asleep for almost 3 hours.
Call me old.
I'm excited to try out the Epic Mickey because I never did back in the day, but
it's fun.
It's
a great game.
What's his name?
It's game. A game. I shouldn't say
he went on to do that after Deus Ex.
Orson Scott Card.
Invisible War. No?
War Inspector?
Yes.
I was thinking of that space game that Orson Scott Card.
Ascendant. Something Ascended?
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't he write Ender's Game?
Right? Yeah. But he wrote
And like
he
a wrote ton a of science game. Fiction short stories that a lot of stuff is based off of.
And long-running
Mars
sci-fi series that's basically the Mormonism. Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance.
No. Did you notice? Say it right, you, Ben.
Shin Megami Tensei V Vengeance.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, did you notice they did the V with the V?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
Battlefront Classic Collection.
Oh, that's all Ben had to say about Shin Megami Tensei.
It's not Persona.
Yeah, I know.
I just want
to tell you. It still looks okay, and if it was, what's wrong with Persona?
It still looks
no, like boring. No, Persona is Persona is a Shin Megami Tensei property. Yeah.
Offshoot.
Yeah. That's what it was born out of.
South Park Snow Day.
Still don't know what that game is.
It's a tactics game, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's action combat.
No one knows what the game is. No one knows.
It's a co-op action combat game.
Action Sword combat
Out,
game.
Sword Art Online Fractured Daydream. Okay, I didn't even know these were still being made.
Yeah. Anime game be anime game.
Gundam Breaker 4.
Anime game be anime game.
When you put it all together, it's called Gunpla.
That's what they call them in Japan.
I know, yeah. But the way the...
So you know!
The way the announcer...
Ben, Andrew, you know! You're going to Japan.
Fun fact, I learned that like 2 weeks ago because of a streamer or a YouTuber I was watching.
Jacob?
Nope.
Oh, he does Gunpla all the time?
Oh, no.
Well, he builds Gundams, I know that.
Yeah, Gunpla. Yeah.
Gunpla. I told you that's what they call it. They don't call them Gundam over there. They call it Gunpla.
When you build them.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Jacob Gunpla's all the time.
I don't do anything. It's like Japan wise.
It's like the active ability.
I literally watched a YouTube video in which someone that I watch who stays in the room the entire time went outside for the first time.
You know that? Miracle?
No.
You know that popular GIF,
mm-hmm.
Where the guy pointing a gun at people and then he turns it on himself.
Yeah.
That was me when you guys. Kept saying Gunpla. I wanted to shoot you and then realized it's not enough.
You're the
take
one.
Take myself out.
Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble.
Two balls. Super
Monkey Ball. Design back. Your own monkey.
I'm excited for
it opened
for
up
game.
Weird. Yeah. At first, it's like, hey, unbreakable reinforced glass.
And it's a sequel. It's like it's not a remake or anything.
Hmm.
It's a new Super Monkey Ball.
It's a new Super Monkey Ball.
People like those games.
We won one, apparently.
World of Go 2.
Yes.
And that we really want.
Exclusive to Switch as well.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Hey, man, where else are you going to get your goo on?
Gotta get your goo.
You gotta play some Bayonetta and get your goo on.
Yeah.
Or Gunplas. Mm-hmm. Gooing and Gunplas and.
Goos and Gunpla.
Tenseis and.
And Fantasy Life I, the girl who steals
this
time.
This game's already out.
This was a while back, Nintendo.
Well,
no,
there's a couple
no,
of games.
No, it came out last year.
Oh.
It's just weird that they're. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple
it's
games
an update or something
at the day of it.
But conference. No, this game came out last year, like before. This
well, they want
showcase.
People to go play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go play
Andrew.
It.
Andrew,
go play it.
Another Crab's Treasure, which is like
I do want to play this.
It was, actually
it
looks
was
interesting.
My, it was my like most interesting thing in the showcase.
You can put on different shells for different powers, and you're trying to like
Dark Souls combat.
It's an interesting game. It looks like it would be very interesting.
Penny's Big Breakaway.
I want to check this game out.
I don't.
But I'm never going to.
Yeah.
It's just Sonic.
Sonic
with a yo-yo.
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 And a ball of penguins.
Yeah.
That are the villains. A horde of penguins. Suika game paid DLC multiplayer.
Ooh.
It's the Suika game. I want to shoot myself. It's the Suika Pepper Grinder. It's like a platformer with a drill.
Yeah.
Look pretty dope. Mm. Pocket.
It's actually a game. It's actually Peppa the Pig
Peppa the
decides
Pig.
That they're homosexual and goes out searching for a mate.
A Grinder. Grinder. Get it. That's really funny.
Good job.
I don't know. Is either female or females?
You have that gunstone?
Or is it just guy on guy?
Okay.
Isn't Grinder just guy on guy?
Correct.
Yeah. Isn't Peppa Pig a girl?
No idea.
It's 2024. No, she can be whatever she wants.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Pocket Card Jockey.
Wow, that was loud.
Ride on. It's a solitaire.
The Pokemon?
Solitaire mixed
the
with.
The first ever drawn Pokemon?
Race. Solitaire mixed with
horse racing.
I'm in. Wait.
Oh, ride on. Ride on.
Yeah, ride on.
I get it. I was like, what are you talking about?
If you want me to be an old man, I'm going to be an old man.
Solitaire meets
horse races.
When am I going to play domino?
If you make up a pair, your horse can go faster.
No.
I don't know, solitaire.
You don't have pairs in solitaire.
No, isn't it a book? Order of...
Yeah. Order of operation.
Yeah.
Bunch of third-party games.
Yeah.
Being ported. And then Endless Ocean Luminous, which looked like relaxing.
Yeah, how interested are you, Ben? I watched that, and I was just like,
if it's only on Switch, no.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But if it's on something else, I'll play that.
When it first started up, I was like, oh, Abzu.
It looks kind of like a Ben game.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, relaxing game. And that was all for those ones. Do we have any? There's Death Stranding 2 on the beach.
Rise of the Ronin.
Yeah. Which is getting flacked, but who cares?
It's getting flacked for dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just weird that, Sword and Shield comes out and gets an 8 and 9 because it was fun to play, even though it looks terrible. And then people are flagging Rise of Ronin for not looking, like, incredible. And it's just like, okay.
I don't care what it looks like. My problem with it is, it from my understanding of the way the game has been explained to me, is it doesn't know what it wants to be.
Okay.
It's like a mix of Dark Souls, Ninja Gaiden, but with Ubisoft open world elements.
I think it's their first ever open world game.
You go to an outpost, you do a thing, it opens up other things, and now you go. But the combat itself is more Ninja Gaiden focused, as opposed to where a lot of times the games that are like Far Cry and different things like that, those are not difficult. They're more like brain dead, dumb.
Yeah.
I checkbox. But now it's like, hey, you want to be brain dead, dumb, checkbox, but you need to be smart when combat comes by.
Okay. I think that's just the players then.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put that on the game.
Tsushima is already out.
Also, they were the original hard boss people. So. Ninja Gaiden was the original smasher controller into the wall game. So.
True.
Oh. I liked the last game. I really liked Wolong.
Wolong and Death Stranding 2.
Yeah.
The trailer was cool.
Yeah.
The 8-minute long trailer. It's 6 minutes in. I looked at it and I was like, it just keeps going.
Yep.
I'm not going to play it.
Did you play Death Stranding?
Nope.
So then why would you play the second one?
I don't know.
Have you finished Death Stranding yet, Ben?
No, it's the game that he wants to beat, but hasn't come back to play yet.
Yep. What was that? Will I beat it before you get through Final Fantasy VII and Remake?
Yeah, before you beat Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question
how's that going?
I haven't touched it since the last podcast. Yeah.
If you had to only consume games from one director, dev, producer, what would it be?
Director, developer?
A certain person or a team?
Insomniac.
Sound bad choice.
You can't play anything else.
I don't care. BioWare sucks now. Game Freak sucks now. So, Insomniac.
And let's cut out,
can I choose a team?
So not like Xbox, Nintendo, or PlayStation. Yeah, yeah.
But can I choose
EA.
A team that did good and then not what they turned into?
I mean, it would be all their stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying
this is just
could I do Mass Effect BioWare team? If they stayed together.
But here's the thing, though. It would just be BioWare. You get the bad stuff, but you also get all the good stuff.
But I'm not going to get any more good stuff.
Yeah, but...
Whereas Insomniac, I'm choosing Insomniac because they're still putting out good stuff. So it's I know...
You're thinking long run.
Yeah, in the long run. Because, I'm not thinking of what I can just go back and play over and over again.
I think that's the way I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Future.
Days,
because if you can't play it anymore, you can't play anything else. It's like
EA actually may be my answer.
Can you do
there's enough
EA is a publisher, they're not a developer. I feel like that is
cheating. I think it still counts.
Because there's nothing that EA makes.
Challenge everything. Yeah. Andrew.
Because, like, I would say you would have
also
to...
Also, Andrew, it's in the game.
Because you get, you know...
Because I'll do Bethesda.
Here's the thing. Bethesda or ZeniMax?
ZeniMax.
See, that's the publisher. You would have to do Bethesda, which is the Bethesda.
No, I'm doing ZeniMax.
So then, yeah, not anymore, because Microsoft owns all of that property.
We're excluding the big...
That's what I'm saying. ZeniMax doesn't own...
We're excluding those.
ZeniMax doesn't own anything anymore. Bethesda doesn't own anything anymore. Microsoft owns Bethesda and all the companies that's along with
it. But ZeniMax is still on the... If you play a ZeniMax game, it'll be ZeniMax.
To me, that's cheating. You just gotta choose a developer.
No.
He made the question. You can do whatever you want.
I can do
it's
what
a
I
dumb
want.
Question.
It's not a dumb question. It was a good question.
It was a good question, and you're making it...
So you're just doing Insomniac?
Yeah, because it's a developer.
Because Andrew only wants to play mediocre games.
I think you got the most games.
I was saying, I think you have the most mediocre games.
Oh, I got a lot of bad. This is mediocre. There's a lot of bad.
Also, nines aren't mediocre. I don't understand
Let's
where you...
Let's calm down with nines. Nines.
Okay. 8.5s. 8.5.
Insomniac is a walking 8.5.
That's not mediocre.
Yeah.
7 is mediocre.
Yeah.
They're not making 7s.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Didn't Final Fantasy 16 also get close to the same score?
How dare you? You're wrong.
That game was mediocre.
No, the point being, Insomniac has
makes
never
great games.
Insomniac doesn't make bad games.
Correct.
They just don't make great games.
They make great games,
and I think that's okay.
I think you're
that's
just wrong.
Fine. That's like, fine. Think, Insomniac doesn't have you don't have to make
how many
great games.
Insomniac games have you actually played? Two?
Spider-Man,
uh-huh.
Sunset Overdrive, Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
What other Insomniac games? I started up Rift Apart.
Okay.
There you go. So there's Ratchet and Clank, there's Spider-Man, there's Sunset Overdrive. What else is there, Andrew?
Then there's, I'm blanking on the name, the first-person shooter. Really good.
Oh, Resistance?
Resistance was great.
Correct. Resistance is good, yes. Yeah. Great.
It's great.
I mean, Resistance 2.
The third one.
Resistance 2 is pretty great.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. I'm saying a compliment to Insomniac.
No, you're not.
They've never
game. You're literally going out of your way to
They've never made a bad game. They're like that chick at the high school, in your high school, who is not ugly, but, you know, never wins prettiest girl at the ball. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. You need those people.
I don't want to... Be with the prettiest girl at the ball.
Who
She's probably
a
B.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
I do
no,
not.
No, Ben doesn't
I do
want
not.
To.
You thought I was agreeing with you.
No,
I was
no,
not.
No.
I was
Wait,
not
what do you
agreeing
mean?
With you. No.
Why wouldn't you want to be with the prettiest girl at the ball?
No.
You know who's the prettiest girl at the ball?
That's too stressful.
Megan Fox.
Exactly.
What do you think, Ben? What do you do?
Nuke it from orbit.
Get rid of the government.
Only way to be sure.
Yeah.